So overall, what was the experience like in Barney's?
Well, since I went into the store already blindfolded, I really had to rely on the person that was guiding me. And it was, since at stores they have small tables, and I kept running into things even though someone was guiding me. It was a very uncomfortable, and I felt very dependable on who I was with.
And what did it feel like when you entered into the fitting room and you were feeling material without being able to see the material?
Well, I started questioning the value of very high and luxury brands, because obviously the design aspect, except the feel of the material and the pattern, you cannot really feel it if, or obviously you cannot enjoy the colors or the whatever drawing or design. So I started questioning, yeah, if I was in, that depends on everyone, but if I was blind, like, would I pay like $3,000 for a dress that I don't see the colors, or that I don't see just the material? But it did make me appreciate a lot more the textures.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, you're in three different outfits of three different brands that you don't know at the moment. Let's just go through those three different brands and help us understand what the experience was like within each brand's clothing, since you weren't be able to see them. So in look number one, how did you feel?
Since I had to have help to dress, I was wearing a very long gown slash dress, and it felt very comfortable. The jacket felt very comfortable. The whole look was very nice in the sense of touch. But again, I was still getting adjusted to not being able to see. So everything was very disorienting.
Yeah. Now, does your perception of that look change if I tell you that you were wearing Calvin Klein?
Well, since I have a perception of luxury brands, and Calvin Klein is one of them, I would maybe pay more attention, but it really did not make it. I don't think it would have made a difference if I was wearing something from another brand.
Yeah. Now, in comparison to look number two, first of all, how did you feel wearing look number two?
Well, look, the leather jacket was so stiff that I could not move, and I obviously assumed it was a leather jacket, but I was imagining it was like this like spatial suit that was super like designy, but it was a pretty simple leather jacket. It was very uncomfortable, but the t-shirt was very nice, and I actually was trying to guess the colors and the lines, and for some reason I was pretty good at it, but I don't know if that makes any, this gives information towards what you're researching.
Yeah, no, definitely. Now, since does your perception of what you were wearing change, knowing now that it is Balenciaga?
Not really. I expect sometimes like that luxury clothing are might be more uncomfortable to wear because they have such bizarre looks sometimes, but obviously I don't think a nor like a normal brand could have sold this type of jacket with this because it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. And now look number three. How did you feel inside look number three?
That was the most comfortable one. I felt very good in it. It was very nice to the touch. It was very comfortable to the body shape. And I was already getting adjusted to not seeing by then. I was a lot more comfortable. So I enjoyed it a lot, actually. I genuinely enjoyed it
That's
a
very
lot.
cool. Now, what was comparing that look to the first look? Because the first look and the third look, you're both wearing dresses. What was the difference, if there was a difference, like emotionally and physically between the two different dresses?
So the first one was for sure the texture was different. It was a little bit more raspy to my skin. The third one was amazing. Like, I was already researching the brand after because it was very nice. Yeah, that was the main difference. And the pattern-wise, it was different to my body. So that as well.
Yeah.
Was, yeah.
And then overall, like, if you have to think about the space that we were in, and since we were in Barney's, a luxury department store, what was the overall feeling of materiality and space within our current experiment?
I felt very enclosed in a space because I didn't know where anything was. It was funny because I kept imagining where windows would be because of the light, but it might have been just a light or the walls. I would vision the room in my head, and then when I took the tape out, it was a complete different thing. In my mind, the changing room was all like pink walls, and when I took the tape out, it was all white and very bright, and that's why I was imagining like windows everywhere. So it was sort of a very, very, very interesting experience overall, yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for helping me out.
Thank you.
Yeah.